You're listening to the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast, sponsored by Franklin Professional Associates, excellence in staffing and recruiting, and supported by regional leaders like Rollstone Bank and Trust, where you matter most. Hello and welcome to the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast. Travis Condon, Cat Deal, we're on the road and without our equipment today. We are over at the FATV Studios, Fitchburg Access Television at 780 Main Street, right here in downtown Fitchburg, right next to Rollstone Bank. And Cat, who are we speaking with today?
We are with Nate Glennie, the Executive Director, and Ann Bisbee, the Station Manager. Thank you guys, A, for letting us into the studio today, and B, for letting us use your equipment, and we didn't have to lug anything around today.
It must be nice.
It is nice.
Thanks for having both of us on today on your podcast.
I'm excited to use their equipment.
And I just have to thank you, first of all, for not only letting us use the equipment, but also giving a recommendation on when we started the podcast. I remember coming to you, Nate, and actually you showed me the studio. Yeah. And we talked about the equipment that you have. So we actually built our wish list of items based on what you have here, obviously without the video component and the nice red lighting component.
Oh, yeah.
But so thank you so much. And thank you for letting us play with your stuff today.
Yeah, of course. And you know, it made Monday morning a little bit easier, right?
It does. It absolutely does. So, you know, Nate, I've been bringing the community leadership to FATV, and FATV has participated in Community Leadership Institute before I did. And one of the things that we did the last few years is that you did a presentation. And I learned so much about you, and I know the listeners, who are all local listeners pretty much, don't know these things either. So we're going to start with yours. Let's talk about your background. You have a long, long history in this field.
Yes, and in the North Central Mass region, actually. So I got exposed to FATV when I was in Fitchburg Public Schools. And, well, I enjoyed volunteering over that time and learned a lot of stuff. Fast forward to today. I mean, it's surreal to be a part of this organization that was so much to me growing up. I learned all of the industry trades and industry secrets, and, you know, I got to share that knowledge and bring it back home to North Central Mass and Fitchburg Access Television.
That is the most abbreviated version I think I've ever heard.
Where's the good stuff?
Yeah, like, let's talk about let's talk about some of the teams you have filmed.
You got knocked over when someone applied.
Yeah, there's so many good stories in there.
I don't like to talk personally too much because, well, it's about FATV, but you're right. It all started through FATV, but with connections and meeting different people, I was able to work in the broadcast television industry in live sports, but also news as well. And I've covered pro sports and collegiate teams throughout all of New England as a camera operator. And yes, Travis, there are times when you get run over.
Who's the most famous person to run you over when you were courtside?
I mean, basketball is definitely the most challenging and risky because I sit underneath the hoop. And whether it be Rajon Rondo or, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, it could be anybody who's on that floor that is trying to make a play and, well, they, you know, try hard and land into me or one of my other camera counterparts, one of which grew up in Leominster. And Shaq actually broke his ankle.
Oh, wow.
And
this is
he was
a dangerous job.
It is. It can be. I am happy to admit that I am not one of those people you see on a blooper reel at football when they are just zoned into what they're doing and they're not aware of their surroundings and then they get taken out.
Oof.
Some of them are like, you know, injury prone, hospitalization, but thankfully, I've been around the block a few times and therefore know what to watch out for.
And it's a lot safer here in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, well, depends on you two. But, you know.
We hope so. And you also have a long history in broadcasting. Can you tell the audience a little bit about where you started before you came to FATV?
Well, I think I kind of grew up in broadcasting because my father worked at WEIM for many, many years. And then he was the station owner for a long time. So I would just hang around with him and go everywhere with him and all the broadcasts and things like that. And it was completely in my blood from that day forward. So I went to Fitchburg State, and then I started working for my parents and then many other owners at WEIM, which became WPKZ. Mm-hmm. But my degree was in television from Fitchburg State, and our friend Dave Svens was working here at the time, and there was some openings. And he invited me to join the team, and I couldn't be happier that I did. That was 13 years ago.
Wow.
And I've learned so much, and it's changed so much, and I've worked with so many people, but it's all the fun stuff that I always loved about radio with the TV element.
And for you, what was it like to move from just the strictly audio element to now the audio and visual element?
It had been a while since I'd done any TV, so I was very much a student here at FATV, and Dave Svens was a very good teacher. A lot of what I do is scheduling and programming and member support, so that transferred pretty well. It's just that there was pictures instead of just audio. But I did learn a lot, and I continue to learn, which is really exciting for me. I really like that part of what I do here.
And that's the beauty of here, is because we teach, we train, and we work with you.
So exciting, all the things that you guys offer, which we're going to talk about all of that for sure. But I think one of the most important things that has occurred to FATV in the most recent years is the move. If anyone has been to FATV Studios prior to being where they are right now, which is at 780 Main Street in Fitchburg, their building, they were in the lower half of a building. The bottom, and it was a lot darker, but you guys, it took a lot to get over here and to get this space. And I think that one of the things that I remember from the ribbon cutting was Nate talking and really speaking about what it meant to be on Main Street. And it was more than just a new location for you.
Right.
Can you guys talk a little about that?
It was a monumental move. I look at it as like a grassroots effort, in the sense that we're a small organization and we had board members, staff. We all put our work together and we cleaned out the old facility and brought it to Main Street. And you talked about, what does that mean? Well, as the crow flies, it's only 500 yards, but yet the location on Main Street is so meaningful, in the sense that we are now really a part of the downtown community. You know, the post office, City Hall, the library, and FATV. We're like an anchor point, and that's how I look at it. We're a community-based organization. We open the door to any new member who wants to become a part of our organization, and there's so many opportunities with that. Back to the move, though, it was really streamlined. It was, there were some headaches, don't get me wrong.
It's a new space, of course.
But to get the studio done in 6 weeks of time, that was monumental. To tell our members, hey, look, in December, you need to record anything that you want in January. And by February 1st of 2023, we were in that space. And again, it took a lot of hours, a lot of time. Actually, Travis, you helped out.
I did run some wire.
Yes. Yeah.
We had a whole ladder system going.
It was a wonderful time of pulling wires. I wish I knew the complete amount. I wouldn't be surprised if it was 2 or 3 miles worth of
absolutely.
Cable.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But the facility is bar none, top notch for this region. Every time a new member or a new visitor comes in, there's that wow factor. Mm-hmm. You walk in and it looks good. It smells good. And, we welcome anybody. And when they see it, they're like, wow, this really is a professional, top-notch place.
So, Nate, we're talking about the wow factor. And sitting here, you know, there's definitely a wow factor, because I remember when this was being built and seeing the lights and everything on now and seeing the graphic behind us and the whole setup. It is amazing, this podcast studio, and how much it's changed from the one that you had at your other location. Can you talk about the new studios here, some of the upgrades, how things are different, and how you've really been able to improve with this move?
Yes, thank you. This facility was purposely built. Every space, every feature in here had a reason behind it. And that was done through multiple meetings, but we have some knowledgeable people here at FATV. And we were able to really design this facility in a strategic vision, in a strategic manner, converting all of it to house what we need. And it really came out magnificently. We have some of the latest technologies, industry-leading equipment, and we also, with that, we're able to provide a facility for Fitchburg State students to utilize, and that's one of the many collaborations we have throughout the community, and we're always looking to you know, work with anybody who wants to become more media literate. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important in this media-driven world that we live in today.
And Kat mentioned your collaboration with CLI. Yeah. You briefly mentioned the Fitchburg State collaboration. Can you elaborate a little bit more on the types of community collaboration? So does Fitchburg State actually teach classes out of this studio?
Correct. The fall semester, we host about, 12 students on average in a multi-camera course. They learn how to do a multi-camera production in studio. They know how to now work on a production truck in a multi-camera, most likely a sports event, as that's what we have going on in the fall semester. The community partnerships with CLI, for instance. Kat, it's been a great couple of years with you doing this, and every year we get to meet new faces and introduce who we are, what we do, and why it's so important for the community. Sometimes when I go into that class, there's faces that I've never seen before. Therefore, they've never been to FATV. Mm-hmm. And quickly, I would encourage anyone who has not seen our facility to come on by. We're happy to give you a tour. But with the CLI students, they learn so much. And you even said it earlier in the episode here. There's so many things that we have to offer in the community. You just got to come by and check it out.
You really do. You really do. And with all the upgrades and everything that is new here at FATV and, the move, there was a lot of points that had to, had a lot of attention to. And I know that you were a big part of all of that, too. How has it been now in the new space, and how has it made things easier for you to manage all of this? Because, there's an equipment room, a podcast room, a studio, there's editing booths, there's a conference space. Like, there's a lot more now going on with your studio.
So we had a lot more physical space in the old place, and I was always very proud of our facility. We always kept it up. It was always state-of-the-art equipment. But this space, as Nate said, was purpose-built. Mm-hmm. And so we have less space, but it feels so much bigger. And everything just works so much better. Travis Falk, our operations manager, tech, everything, Nate, they worked so well together with our GC and all of that to make this place really work, and it functions. And it just flows well. Mm-hmm. We are so proud of it. The studios are so awesome. And then just being on Main Street, people come in weekly. We have guests just wandering in. I saw your logo, I know I watch your shows, but we've never stopped in. And the other building was very imposing, and it wasn't open and welcoming, and this space is.
And the parking's better.
I just want to put that out there.
It's handicap accessible. The parking is so much better.
And while we have less space, we just do so much more with it. And I think in the last year, we have just, I feel like it's doubled.
Yeah.
Everything we do is doubled.
I would not have thought this was less space. To be honest, I really wouldn't have. And I remember, you had the big loop of the offices, but because I never really utilized what was on the other side, it just feels, I agree, it flows a lot better in here. And I love the fact that someone, people are seeing your sign because you are an anchor point now on Main Street, and it is a community access television. And I think that's great that the community is seeing you more.
And so not only can people come in here and get a tour, but they can actually become members here.
Oh, yeah.
Can you speak a little bit about membership, what that entails, what that allows you access to, and some more about the editing suites that I see along the hallway that you have here?
So membership is open to really anybody now. We have a couple different levels. You can be an organizational membership. You can be an individual. Students are always free, and they can be from anywhere. It doesn't just have to be Fitchburg students. They're free. They have all the access to the equipment, to the training, and then in the end, we want to run the shows on our channels. So we have education/civic channel. We have the public channel and the government channel. And those channels, if you've been watching, are full most of the time now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the increase in programming that we have. But it's just as easy as coming down. We always start with a tour because we're very proud of our facilities. And we try to find out what people want to do. More and more people are utilizing the podcast studio. Mm-hmm. But we have a retired doctor who is now learning how to shoot video. And he's just doing interviews all over the place. And he's learning to edit. And then we have people from all walks of life learning. We have teachers coming now from one of the schools. They want to record things that are happening at their school, and they want nice professional equipment. And so we've seen just a huge increase in people joining to learn things. Some people just want to help. They don't necessarily want to do their own show, but they want to help on Barber or Inside Fitchburg or Flap when we do the news and we do elections. So it's really just completely accessible, very minimal fees, and you have access to everything that we have to offer, including our access coordinator, Keith, who does all of the training, and that's his full-time position.
One of the other things to add, Anne, is that we're always looking at other ways to have additional member benefits. We're getting a piece of equipment that will allow us to digitize 16 and 35 millimeter film into high definition digital video.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
And so members will be able to come use that equipment for their old videos. How does that work?
That is a part of the membership benefits here at FATV. So whether it's learning how to use a camera, lighting, studio equipment, editing, you name it. This is another thing that we're adding to the digital media preservation suite. So in addition to VHS, DVD, Blu-ray, Super VHS, VHS Compact, 8mm, I mean, there's a lot of formats that we can digitize and preserve in the future. We teach you how to use the equipment. If you want to drop it off, you could, but we would have to talk about, that service, but we have a lot of membership benefits here.
Now, for members that have brought in videos to have them digitized, have you ever looked at some of the content and been like, we need to get this on the air, or this could fit into some of the programming we have?
There's been a member or two who had some video of like Fitchburg street hockey from back in the day, for which they could, you know, utilize that video and make a nice little history montage of good old back in the days. One thing we can't do here, and it's one of the first things we say when you walk into the studios here, is that you can't utilize our equipment for personal gain. So we can't engage in advertising, commercials. We look for underwriting partners. You also can't use our new digitizing equipment to say digitize Beauty and the Beast or any other of those films from back in the day, because we can't violate those copyright laws.
Sure.
But there's so many things that we offer. You got to come on by, check out our website, reach out to us via phone or email, and we're happy to give you that tour.
Yeah.
We're going to step aside for a quick break, but we'll be back here on the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast.
Do you have the right high quality employees to successfully compete and grow your business? Franklin Professional Associates' team of recruiters in Leominster is here to help you hire the best so you can be your best. Visit franklinprofessionals.com today.
Travis Condon, Kat Deal on the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast. We are on the road today over at Fitchburg Access Television at 780 Main Street, chatting with Nate Glennie, the executive director, and Ann Bisbee, the station manager. And you mentioned some of the programming, Barbara and you. I know Inside Fitchburg, Flap TV. As media changes and the landscape changes, how important is it to continue having that local community-based programming, especially trying to get local information out there?
It is so important. It is unbelievably important now more than ever to stay connected with your hyper-local community. We're seeing news deserts form across the country, never mind just here in North Central Massachusetts. Learning the faces, learning your neighbors, learning about the programs and events that are going on. Just meeting the people of North Central Massachusetts is so important. You know, news, you can get that, on your national level or out of Boston, but, you know, are they really going to give you the news that we need that really impacts our daily lives? No. And we feel that our organization is a way to bridge that gap. And we're working constantly on trying to keep people connected here in Fitchburg and in North Central Massachusetts.
And in keeping people connected, how many different city council meetings and committees and other meetings do you cover at this point? Because I feel like it seems like your staff is always at the legislative building now.
We have a permanent office there, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah, there's a whole nother control room over at the Fitchburg Legislative Building. Last year alone, we clocked over 300 hours of legislative meetings, and that's from 18 different legislative bodies.
Wow.
You know, and one of our employees, Dan Bolak, he is there for every single one of them, whether it's a planning board that lasts 4 hours or a finance committee that could be a treat at 15 minutes. We cover it all over there. And it's so important. It's, you know, people will say the transparency narrative, but I look at it as a way to keep people informed. And it is so vital because when you watch those meetings, albeit long, and oh, by the way, they're available in podcast form, you know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know what's happening in your neighborhood, what new business or condo is being built. You're going to find out everything that's happening in the community. One other important thing to note about those legislative meetings, in addition to be a podcast, we have live artificial intelligence generated closed captionings in English, but also available in Spanish. And that's another way to connect our communities together because we know how diverse every one of our communities are.
Yeah. And from an accessibility standpoint, that opens it up to a whole new population that might not have been able to find out what's happening in the city beforehand.
100%. And you can, again, watch it on TV, but we're also streaming on the web and we have apps for all those main devices out there. So the best way, go to our website, and go to watch-FATV, and you'll find out all the ways and even how to download them.
So with all the programming that you guys offer, I know that some of your programs are very specific, obviously, Fitchburg-centric, but you also have programming that reaches the world. One of them being Chess Chat has been seen, well, you used to have the map in the old building.
Yes.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Barbara and you, all over the world. So when someone is interested in coming in and learning about using the equipment, maybe they want to do a show, do you have any direction for them? Do they, you know, what kind of information are they given when they come in that first time? They're like, I'm interested in this. I want to learn. How do you help them, you know, maybe not necessarily with the topic, but like you're like, oh, we already have a chess show. We don't need another.
We would never do that. so it is completely open to all as long as Nate said, it's not commercial.
Sure.
So as long as people follow those rules and almost any topic can be entertaining or informational or educational. And as long as we make that point after that, we're very supportive. We have people who do animal shows. It's completely up to them. And we just try to support them. So we try to either connect them if they need help, if they need a volunteer, we try to connect them with that. If they're bringing in their group, we make sure they're getting trained correctly. But there's always support here from all the staff to make sure that they can find success. We've got a new poetry podcast with Sally and Paula. And they were trained, and now they've got 6 episodes going, and they bring guests in. And maybe you love poetry, but it's very local, and they bring in local authors. And it's like, yeah, absolutely, come on in and do it. We have Spanish language podcasts. We have Spanish language political talk shows on TV. It is just, what do you want to do? As long as it meets the rules, you're good to go, and we will support you and help you. And we want as many diverse voices speaking on our channels as possible.
You know, and there's so much happening with programs here, very diverse programming. But to get it all done, boy, do we have a mighty staff, but we also have some really dedicated volunteers. And between the two, we would not get done nearly as much as we do for local community programming. So if you want to participate in your own civic duty, and maybe you're a tech specialist or you just want to get out there and help connect our community to everybody, become a volunteer. Help us out. Be here to connect our community.
We're a fun group. It's fun to work here. There, almost every shoot that we're outside of, there's pizza. We do try to feed and you know, provide.
I was on
drinks.
The fence, but now I'm in.
Now you're coming. It's really good pizza. But it's a fun community to become a part of.
Yeah.
And we are very lucky to have many consistent volunteers who are very talented. And then some that come and go, but we appreciate every single one of them because we are a small staff, mm-hmm. and we can't be everywhere. We can't be everywhere everybody wants us to be. People want us to go all over the place now, not just in Fitchburg, but everywhere, which is great. I think that that shows that people are seeing what we're doing and are impressed and want us to continue to do it. But obviously, there's limitations.
And I think one of the things to think about, too, is so many people hear TV and say, oh, I'm too shy to be on camera. But there's a lot of opportunities behind the scenes. And as you mentioned, video, audio, kind of wherever your interest is, you probably need someone to help out in that avenue.
Camera people, audio board, directing, running cameras at all of our sporting events. We just finished hockey playoffs. And how many cameras do we have at the Fitchburg State one? There was
a total of 5 cameras.
Wow.
Yeah. And so sometimes those sports productions have anywhere from 8 to 10 people on them. One of the most recent larger sporting events, we went to Fenway Park to cover the Thanksgiving football game, and we were able to do it live, whereas some communities might not have that technical background to be able to facilitate a live broadcast from a major league ballpark. But we got it done, and it looked really good.
And for you as the executive director to know that you're going into a place that you've worked commercially for, to bring in your nonprofit organization and to know that you can have a broadcast of the same caliber for other avenues you've worked at. How did that feel to execute that at Fenway Park?
I think the greatest takeaway was that we have local dedicated volunteers, and this opportunity was once in a lifetime for them to be
and
able to.
It was awesome. They did a great job. Nate is being way too shy about it.
So maybe I should have asked Anne.
Anne, how did it go?
To go into Fenway to shoot the game, we've never done that before because Nate has his professional experience in Boston, because one of our board members literally shoots baseball at Fenway. All of these things added up to an extremely successful broadcast. It looked fabulous. We were very proud, and he shouldn't be so shy.
I did have to tell all the volunteers that they can't take any of the red dirt from the field because that's
a big
no-no.
Yeah, don't do that.
But it was literally a huge success, a memorable night for our volunteers. And you know, many of those could happen again. It might not be at Fenway, but maybe we got a hockey team that takes us to the TD Garden. And I got to go back to one of the graduation days. We were covering one of the many graduations we cover from North Central Mass, mostly Fitchburg. And we actually caught a viral moment on our cameras, and that was a student who donated $40,000 of her scholarship back to the school to then have that help out. I think it was eight students
went to school.
She was a scholarship receiver of the Chamber Scholarship, and we got to meet her, amazing young woman. And the fact that I heard about it after the fact, I went online, I went to FATV, and I watched your broadcast of it, which then got picked up by every news source.
And oh, it went viral.
It was on the Today Show the next day. Yeah. It was amazing. And you guys were there.
Yep.
And that's the special stuff that people don't realize necessarily that community TV offers, that national broadcast TV is not going to offer. Had you not been there, that moment would have never been captured that way. It would have been on someone's cell phone, and it would have been not the same quality, and it wouldn't have been the same moment that you were able to catch.
I don't think it would have been as impactful in the sense of documenting it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're here. We're here to document current times, and that'll help us with preserving history in the future, you know, and it's so important.
It is.
So you're documenting these moments, you're preserving history, you're informing the public. And earlier you mentioned a news desert, and one of the things that's changing is the cable landscape. And there's always that fear of what happens if there's a public access desert. Cable subscribers, those numbers are going down. You work with different cable providers to negotiate contracts, which helps pay for the operations here.
Correct.
As that landscape changes, is there a fear about securing funds for local access? And are you working with legislators on how to change that landscape to preserve local access television?
You're asking some tough questions this Monday here. It is a challenging landscape and the road ahead for us. Most of people are now going to streaming services only. Mm-hmm. The way that the laws are, public access facilities are funded through the cable bills. And we're seeing a decline in our income. But that doesn't stop us from doing what we do each and every day. And we're working with our state delegation and to look at other ways to get income. Basically, let's get our laws caught up with our times, right? The technology has changed, but our laws never adapted for that. So this streaming bill is basically going to make it more equitable. It's going to bring what people on cable bills are paying, and it's going to bring it to the streaming providers. It's a 5% fee. It's not a tax. And, oh, by the way, we are not funded at all by municipal government, yep, by the taxes of the community. This is right now through the cable providers. We have some small underwriting and our membership fees. But again, Ann has mentioned those membership fees are so nominal. You live in Fitchburg, you become a member for $40 a year.
For 52 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that is
extremely affordable.
Very.
And the access to the quality equipment. But the streaming bill is currently on Beacon Hill. We're thankful and hopeful that it's in committee right now. They need to figure out some of the intricate financing and how that funding portal works. But we're very hopeful that this, you know, will be looked at and potentially passed by the state legislature. But if not, you know, there's other ways to be creative to try to sustain local community television. We just hope that we do find a solution, because if we do have to close our doors, it's going to be impactful for our local community and the access to the equipment that we do provide here.
Well, and for a lot of folks, you are that conduit to keeping in touch with what's happening in their city and what's happening in the North Central Massachusetts community. You are that outlet.
Right.
And I mean, even during COVID, you guys took on, you know, getting all of the city council meetings on Zoom.
Right.
They didn't do that alone. And that information would have been so, it would have been such a loss to the community if those meetings and those numbers and where the information was coming from and where you can get help, if all of that was lost because we didn't have local access television.
Don't get me wrong. The pandemic was a hard time for everybody, everyone. We tripled the amount of our programming so that we could keep our community connected and informed. We were the sights and sounds from the sporting venues once they allowed the high school students to start playing sports again.
Yeah.
You mentioned we are partners with the city, and we help facilitate the virtual connection for any one of the legislative bodies that meet at the legislative building. The work we do is so invaluable, and you know, I don't want to sound dismal here, but I think we're taken for granted. Mm-hmm. And people need to realize that if we go away, the connection to your local community is going to also go away. Mm-hmm. You may have the ones on Facebook or other forms of social media, but we look at ourselves as impartial. We look at ourselves as a way to give you the full information so then you can make your own assessment of that. But if you don't have us, well, now who's going to a city council meeting on a Tuesday night, 7 p.m., when you got kids that need homework done, you got to cook supper on the table, laundry's due, and you just don't have that time.
Yeah.
So it's so important.
It is.
And for those who want more information on the streaming bill, I know they can head to malegislature.gov, but for people that want more information on supporting FATV, supporting your vital mission, whether it's through memberships, sponsorships, donations, whatever, volunteering, how do they get in touch with you? Where can they find out more information?
They can go to our website, fatv.org, and they will find everything they need right at their fingertips.
It sounds so much better coming from you than
Thank
me. The website, contact at fatv.org, call the number. You're probably going to have Ann.
I might answer the phone.
Ann might answer.
It might be me.
Or come by our studios.
780 Main Street in Fitchburg. You got to stop by. There's a big, beautiful sign out front.
Can't miss it.
Right beside City Hall, right beside the Upper Common. And, you know, just come by, say hi. You know, we'll give you the tour and no commitment. Nope. We won't pressure you into anything. Promise.
Excellent. Well, both of you, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today. And thanks for letting us use your studio. We greatly appreciate it.
Glad to
Thanks
have
for
you
having
here.
Us.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back with another new episode next week, back on our equipment. Thank you for listening to the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast.
You've been listening to Inside North Central Massachusetts. This podcast is produced by the North Central Massachusetts Chamber of Commerce. For more information on this episode, links to other episodes, or if you have any questions, please visit northcentralmass.com.